The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Are you excited about your big jump this afternoon?
You're talking about our martini jump skydive.
Well, what else do you think I'm talking about?
And I am so excited. I can't wait to jump. And it just keeps getting better and better, and I can't wait to have that martini, that pearl martini.
Exactly. And this is a great example, what's happening this afternoon, of how agingbutdangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill and live their lives to the absolute fullest, even if it means jumping out of an airplane.
And that usually means you need to reduce your butt. And that's butt with one T and not two. But as it says in our song, once you reduce your butt, you need to start working on your can. So, Suzanne, what is your can for the week?
Well, I've been thinking about this because people always say it gets more difficult to keep weight off as we age. And as you know, I just lost a couple of pounds and I want to keep it off. But I know I can stay at a good weight and feel really healthy if I will actually follow this new eating plan, which I can do and I will do. So that's my can. I got a big can.
And my can is, even though I am 72 years old, I can jump out of an airplane with no problems whatsoever.
I like that one a lot. If you want to do something, it's not about your age. Do not let age stand in your way. It is about your attitude. So get that tude going.
Aging and agingbutdangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age. And that means you need to stay healthy. And one of our key pillars at Aging But Dangerous is health. Now, our guest this morning is Dr. Heather Rossi with Colon and Rectal Associates. And she is going to talk about how important colon cancer screening is to for everybody that is listening to this station.
Well, everybody that is listening and isn't listening. And so because it will save your life, and you can't be aging but dangerous if you're dead.
That is so true.
But now here's my question is that why are people so squeamish to talk about this? I mean, it seems like this is such a taboo topic. What is so uncomfortable about the word poop? I mean, And you know, and I'm sure this is too much information, but it's really poo. You know, it's like you poop poo. You don't poop poop. It's probably more than you wanted to know. But anyway, but so who doesn't poop? Do you know anyone who doesn't poop?
Well, of course not. No. But I tell you, people are getting more comfortable with talking about it. It's taken them forever. But remember how hard it was for people to talk about breast exams? And now it is so common.
Right. I think people are very comfortable with that. And breast cancer, in fact, that's one of the things we look at, is that breast cancer screening rates are now at 80% of people that qualify, which means they're insured. And colon cancer screening rates are at 66%. And we at Aging But Dangerous want to help get the colon cancer screening rates up to 80% of qualified people. And that's been a goal because my grandmother on my paternal side and my grandfather on my maternal side both had colon cancer.
And colon cancer kills more women than breast cancer and AIDS combined. And remember, Suzanne, that one of our members Her mother that did it was at our colonoscopy party last year and signed up to have a colonoscopy. Her mother died of colon cancer. She had set up an appointment 5 different times, and she canceled every time. Because of the colonoscopy party, she had the courage to make a commitment and to make it happen, and she was so relieved that she did that. And everything turned out fine.
Right. Well, she tried to cancel and kind of slither out of it, but you wouldn't let her. So, right. But that's what we're about. We're about helping women identify their passions and face their fears and find real purpose in the second half of their life.
And we have so many opportunities for women over 50, like our website. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America.
So go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and look at all the stuff we do. One of our endeavors is, of course, our swarms. And swarms are where members gather at different venues for fun and conversations and support. And that's on a monthly basis. And this very afternoon is a big swarm. Sound the trumpets.
Right. It's our Aging But Dangerous Martini Jump Skydive. It's this afternoon from 11 o'clock until whatever. And it's at Westside Skydivers, which is west of the Twin Cities. It's an open swarm, so anybody can come. And we would love to have people come and watch and sign up and jump if they want to. If you get a wild hair and you want to jump, then join us. And, you know, we even welcome men because they can cheer us on. It's very inspiring, and they just might learn something.
Well, plus the Star Tribune is going to be there doing a big story on the skydive and interviewing all our great jumpers. And I think that's for their Sunday magazine section. And so that's pretty exciting.
Yes, and remember our first skydive when Fox News put it on their national feed? I had a friend from Arizona, Donna. Well, you know Donna. And she was eating breakfast. And all of a sudden, she sees both of our mugs on the TV with our Aging with Dangerous shirts on, and she couldn't believe it.
We got calls. I got calls, and I know you got calls from all over the country, from Texas and California and Florida. I think that means we're special. Does that mean we're really special?
No, Suzanne, we are not special. But our event is really special. And it has really changed a lot of women's lives. We get hundreds of emails, as you know, after this event, thanking us for the opportunity in fulfilling, helping them fulfill their dreams. And that's what we're all about.
Right. And you get to meet other fantastic women just like you who are experiencing a real multitude of converging shifts in how they perceive and experience their lives. We are truly in dangerous territory, Jeannie, and we are having an absolute blast being there.
I know. We really are starting a revolution. We want women, aging women, to stand up for themselves and be heard. We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves. And we want you to join us, so stay tuned.
Yes, and go to agingbutdangerous.com to join. We love to have you participate.
You're listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
This is Lisa Edival, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop, and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
So what did you do this weekend? Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Botis at 612-336-9329.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and some down and dirty info for those over 50. In fact, you might say this is going to be a gas.
That is true. Or you used another word a while ago that was more descriptive, I think. But anyway, we have with us today Dr. Heather Rossi from the Colon and Rectal Surgery Associates. Hi, Dr. Rossi.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, this is a subject that we all really need to know about, and we are so glad that you're here with us, that you can give us some information, because we're going to ask some pretty specific questions.
Great, well, thank you for having
me. We are talking about colonoscopies, and can you give us a little bit of some of the latest statistics?
Sure. So in 2012, so the most recent numbers out of the American Cancer Society, excluding skin cancers, colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women. In 2012, it's estimated that 100,000 new cases of colon cancer will be diagnosed, and about 40,000 new cases of rectal cancer will be diagnosed.
Wow.
So 150,000 new colorectal cancers in 2012. It's also estimated that about 51,000 people will die from colorectal cancer in 2012. And if you're in a crowded room and you look, and there's at least 20 people in there, 1 in 20, or 5% risk, people 1 in 20 will be diagnosed with a colorectal cancer in their lifetime. So good news, however, the death rate from colorectal cancer over the last 20 years has been decreasing, and that's just because of our better screening, because of our colonoscopy.
Wow, that is huge. I didn't have any idea it was
that much.
Well, who should get screened?
Well, it depends on the individual. So for the average risk individual, and average risk means any individual without a family history of colon cancer or family history of colorectal polyps or no personal history of polyps, no personal history of inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's, the average age individual should start their screening at age 50. If there is any family history of colorectal cancer or polyps, usually about age 40 or 10 years before that other family member individual was diagnosed. That being said, I've had some individuals come into the office and say, you know, I've had somewhat of a change in my bowel habits, or I've been bleeding, but I know the quoted age to start screening is 50. I'm not 50, I'm 40. And I said, no. If you're symptomatic, then screening starts then, too. So change in bowel habits, abdominal pain, or bleeding are also other reasons to start with a colonoscopy.
And that is really good information, because I think a lot of people do just go by that, strictly by that age. Well, I'm not 50 yet, and yet they need to pay attention to more things. Well, I have had in my last couple of colonoscopies, I've had polyps, but they said it's not the cancerous type.
Okay.
So when you talk about polyps, I of course I get a little nervous, but they've assured me that that's not a concern. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, that's good news for you, and good news that you had your colonoscopies and had the polyps removed. So the whole reason we do colonoscopies is to get out polyps or precancerous lesions or early cancers or diagnose the cancer. And so the reason that our colorectal cancer rates have been coming down over these years is because we're much better at this and we're getting them earlier. So you go in, you get these polyps out. There are different types of polyps, and the kind you had are the non-cancerous or probable hyperplastic. And those are the most benign types of polyps out there. And if you look on the spectrum of most benign polyps to the more malignant or precancerous polyps, there's adenomatous polyps, which aren't cancerous polyps, but they're the types of polyps that have the potential to turn into cancers. So I have some individuals who say, well, I had an adenomatous polyp or an adenoma, and I have a precancerous polyp. That's not necessarily true. It doesn't mean it's precancerous. It's just a polyp that has the potential to turn into cancers. And then there's other types of polyps. There's tubular villous polyps, some polyps with dysplasia, and those, again, sort of are moving down the spectrum of becoming more types of polyps that want to turn into cancer. So if you have some dysplasia, meaning changes in the polyp that are favoring a cancer or wanting to turn into cancer, those certainly need a little more aggressive treatment.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it genetic?
You know, some of them are, but the majority of them are not. About 5 to 10% of colorectal cancers are genetic. There are inherited syndromes that we know about. There's FAP and then HMPCC type syndromes. That's only 5 or 10%. So 90 and 95% are not inherited. But they are caused from sort of acquired gene mutations. You know, if you look at our span of our lifetime, we're exposed to all kinds of mutagens, food that we eat, cigarette smoking, chemicals, et cetera. And it's those types of things over years that can cause cancers to develop. So for the majority of us, that's how the cancers form.
Well, one thing I want to ask you, too, is that I have heard a lot about, I just absolutely do not like to drink that drink, and I have heard that there are pills that you can take. Are the pills just as effective, or should you do the drink?
Well, there are pills out there that are available, but I've used them in the past. They are not as common to use, and I think the biggest reason for that is the majority of the insurances don't cover them. They can be quite pricey. For most individuals, they are safe. For any individual with some kidney problems, they're not safe to take. So you still need the volume with the pills. So you take the 20-plus pills that come with it, but you still need large volume because it is the volume, it's the liquid that's actually flushing out the colon. So, again, I have used the pills for people who absolutely cannot tolerate the larger volume for colonoscopies, and knowing that the insurance company may not cover it, but it is effective. Also, that being said, as far as if we're talking about preps, there's some newer and improved preps out there. The prep that we favor is a Miralax and Gatorade prep, and I have to say it's pretty easy to take. Mm-hmm. It's a bottle of Gatorade, 64-ounce bottle of Gatorade, anything but the red or cherry flavor, and then an 8.3-ounce bottle of the Miralax or Glycolax, and you pour the Glycolax into the Gatorade, and mm-hmm. you drink it. It's pretty inexpensive, too. Mm-hmm. It runs about $20 for that.
Okay. Well, Dr. Rossi, if I'm listening to this radio show and I'm hearing all these things you're saying and I think I should get a colonoscopy, I know I should get a colonoscopy, how do I go about that? How do I find you?
Well, that's pretty easy to schedule. It's Colon and Rectal Surgery Associates. There's about 16 of us, and we service all of the Twin City areas and even outside of that. Visit our website. It's www.colonrectal.org, and that's colonrectal.org. You'll find links, colonoscopy. You'll find various offices throughout the Twin City areas there. Depending on where you're living, you just call that office, and it's pretty easy to schedule. We do offer
Dr. Rossi. We'll be right back, and we'll finish this.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
People tend to tease so-called senior citizens about their forgetfulness. You'll never forget the great service you receive at McCarthy Cadillac in Roseville. When it comes to automobiles, McCarthy does it all. If you're looking for a new Cadillac, McCarthy has been the number one volume dealer in the state for 23 consecutive years. If you're looking for a quality used vehicle, McCarthy has hundreds of them, so you'll find virtually every make and model, both foreign and domestic. Visit McCarthy Cadillac today or go online at McCarthyAuto.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. If you just tuned in, we are talking, it's really what we're talking about is we're just talking about a lot of crap. Oh, sorry.
Crap and poop and gas.
Yeah. All sorts of wonderful topics. Anyway, I'm sure we're not being dignified enough here, but Dr. Heather Rossi is with us, and we are talking about how important it is to have your colonoscopy. And Dr. Rossi, this is Suzanne. They don't let me talk very often. I've been grounded because I was so bad during the last show.
She gets a little out of hand.
Yes, but you know, here is something I heard, and I would love... will you please repeat, even at the first of this segment, will you please repeat your website, because
thank you.
Colon and Rectal is such a great, great organization, and we've had dealings with you all, and we so personally recommend you. So please repeat that.
Wonderful. Thank you. So it's www.colonrectal.org, colonrectal.org.
Awesome. And then they'll have all the information.
All the information is out there, phone numbers, the contact information about how to get your colonoscopy, where to get your colonoscopy, things to expect during your colonoscopy. It's a wonderful website.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I have a question. I heard that in this prep that you could actually put like a jigger of vodka in your prep and that it would not really hurt you at all. Is that where people and I heard it from a doctor.
I'd like to meet them. No. We don't encourage drinking alcohol with the prep because of the risk of dehydration. So when you're prepping, there is a small risk of causing some dehydration. So you really have to stay up on your fluids, and alcohol in and of itself causes some dehydration. So for that reason, we don't encourage it.
You don't encourage it, but it wouldn't kill me.
It wouldn't kill you.
All right. Because we have a great vodka sponsor for we're having our martini jump skydive this weekend. So Pearl Vodka in it. I think that sounds like a great prep. Anyway, now afterwards, when I've had colonoscopies, afterwards I am ravenous. And I probably haven't followed your directions as strictly as I should have. Is that upset you?
No, it doesn't. And you mean directions as far as sort of taking it light after the colonoscopy?
Yes, how can you take it light? I mean,
you haven't. And that's the hardest part about a colonoscopy, I have to say. The prep, not eating, taking clear liquids, most individuals, and even that in and of itself is not a big deal. Most people say, you know, the colonoscopy itself is nothing. So we recommend taking it light your first meal. Avoid something heavy, something greasy. Assuming that goes fine, then you can resume your normal diet. It's just because you haven't eaten for a day and because of the medication, it can make some individuals sick to your stomach. But, you know, if you've done fine in the past, I'm sure you'll continue to do fine and, you know, listen to your body.
Awesome. I love those waffles.
And I know, it's so great to go get that first meal afterwards. Breakfast. How often should we get a colonoscopy?
Well, that depends on the individual. So for the average risk individual without polyps, and that being, again, no family history of polyps, it's every 10 years, assuming the colonoscopy was normal without polyps. If polyps are found, and it depends on the type of polyps, it's 3 to 5 years. If there's these other types of polyps that I mentioned earlier, some polyps with dysplastic changes or dysplasia in them, or there's a strong family history, or you make many polyps, that can vary between 1 year to 3 years. So it really depends on your family history and the findings during the colonoscopy, what the interval will be.
Well, now, are you all in your practice, are you all mostly gastroenterologists? Or how do you qualify to stick that little tube up my butt?
So what we are, we're actually the surgical side. So we're colon and rectal surgery associates. We work very closely with the gastroenterologists, the medical side. But we are a surgical side that do endoscopy. And actually, it works out quite nice because, you know, if there's a polyp, we take it out, as does our gastroenterologist. However, if we find something more like a cancer, we continue that relationship and that care with that patient. And so it's usually the physician who's done the colonoscopy then cares for the patient if they need something further, surgery. So we are the surgical side.
Dr. Rossi, we have so enjoyed having you on this show. I think we could just keep talking forever about this subject. We want everybody to know about it. Thank you very much for being on the show. And can you just give us a phone number real quick?
Yep, 651-312-1500 is the general number, and we can get you hooked up to where you need.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, she gives us such great information every time that we talk to them. And I personally think that staying healthy is the most important thing we do in aging.
It is absolutely the most important.
And when I just got back from a little trip, and I was so messed up. And one of our sponsors is Bros Clinic, and I was messed up.
You were messed up?
I was messed up. My spine was out of line, and so I went into Bros Clinic to get adjusted. And I went in one time the day I got here, and she absolutely does miracles. She straightens me out. So my poop is fine. It was my spine that was giving me problems. So go to thebrosclinic.com and go out and see any of those fabulous chiropractors. I'm telling you, that place is...
Oh, it's outstanding. It's outstanding.
They
you and
keep
I both
me
know
going.
That.
I know. They keep me going. I'd be an old lady without them, I think. All right.
And we also want to know what's on your mind. Go to info@agingbutdangerous.com and tell us what you're thinking and what topics you want us to talk about on ABD Sizzle. And tell us your personal revolution.
I think they email us at info@agingbutdangerous.com.
Oh, what did I say?
You said go to, but we can't go there because it's an email thing. Well, I tried to go there once, and I hurt myself very badly. Anyway, and then go to our Facebook page. If you haven't hurt yourself too badly in the trying to go to agingbutdangerous.com, go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and give us the thumbs up. And also, if you're planning to travel this summer, be sure and contact Travel Leaders Hotline. It is 651-789-8862. They are amazing, and they will help you put together a great vacation.
And remember, everyone, come to our skydive today. It is at Westside Skydivers, west of the Twin Cities. It starts at 10 o'clock. We are serving our martini. Our martinis are going to be made with Pearl Vodka, our new sponsor, and we are really looking forward
to that. It's a pearl of a drink. That's what I've heard. And when you hit the ground, you immediately get a martini. And that is a huge part of this. And I know you love that.
I love those martinis.
You do. So thanks for having us this morning in your home. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, starting a revolution.
And please join us next week at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.